coach, your team, boy, they gave it a good effort. Both teams really struggled shooting early on, but I think you had to be pretty proud about how your defense played from start to finish here tonight.
You know, this Liberal team is a phenomenal team. They got good inside players and good outside players, and our girls really stepped up and shut them down really well in the first half and got really good coverage. You know, we slipped up a few times in the second half, but overall our defense is really sound and keep improving every game.
At first, you could tell your team was maybe a little bit hesitant at trying to attack, and then all of a sudden you found some openings there. Erica found some openings there to get drive in, and Amber took advantage of some openings, and I think that kind of got the offense a little bit more confident, a little bit going a little bit more.
You know, that's what we got to do. We got to really attack their defense and get what we can, you know, and then find the open person. So, you know, we just got to continue to build on our offense and find our strengths and keep improving in that area of the game.
And going back to your defense here, you have Ashley Carew, who averages 20 points a game. She only has 1 point at halftime. She had 13 in the second half, but I think just shutting her down, maybe getting her a little bit out of her comfort zone was big, and I thought, you know, limiting the threes that Liberal has maybe been accustomed to over the last few games, I think they only had maybe two or three tonight, and I think that was a big testament to your defense doing a great job of rotating.
You know, I think it's really great with our 2-3 defense. Mm-hmm. You know, the two guards at the top put a lot of pressure on the ball, mm-hmm. but then our big girls come from the bottom and get hands in those shooters' faces. And when you have big Ella long arms coming at you, you know, everybody's going to get a little intimidated and like, oh, I don't think I'm going to shoot. So, you know, I give credit to everybody on the court for really shutting those threes down, making it not an easy shot. Nobody got a real good open shot all night.
And then you had Amber leading the way tonight with 15 points, and I thought, or 13, excuse me, I thought she was very aggressive, finally got things going there. Just kind of all over the court there, but scrappy effort from your team.
You know, Amber's doing a great job. She really, you know, leads the team, and she gets us going where we need to go. She likes to take it to the basket and draw some fouls and get some easy buckets and that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's what we got to do to get the other team in foul trouble. So she's doing a really good job out there in the front of our offense.
Well, now you get a pretty tough 0-2 Wichita Trinity team here tomorrow afternoon. And luckily you got it at home there. And, yeah, you're going to kind of see similar what you'll probably see the next two games of Cimarron, but a lot of length there and a lot of experience for Wichita Trinity.
You know, their big girl on the inside, and she also goes to the perimeter, is a really, really good player, you know, so we're going to really have to key on her and keep her under her average of shooting, and then we got to make sure nobody else goes off on us. So, you know, defensively, we got to be ready for another really hard game, and I believe the girls are going to come out ready to go.
Once again, Coach Amy Felker joining me here. Coach, great effort for your team in the loss, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow.